for practical purposes, is this a combination that you utilize in metastatic disease?
Generally not. And despite doing the study, which I think is important to do, I'm more wedded to the idea of doing sequential single-agent therapy, the caveat being that if you have patients who have rapidly progressive visceral disease, some sort of crisis, you need a very good response very quickly, I would elect to do this. Most combinations, not all, but most come at a cost of higher side effects. So in a palliative setting where you don't have any true hope that you're actually going to eradicate the disease completely and cure the patient, you're always cognizant of quality of life. And if it comes at too high a cost in terms of achieving that response rate, you can often achieve the same things using sequential therapy of active agents. So that's usually what we do, the exception being the patients I described.
What's your usual sequence of single agents in metastatic disease?
We tend to use a taxane if not used before. Most patients do not present with de novo metastatic disease. Some do, but most don't. And in that case, they have received at least an anthracycline before. So if they have not received a taxane, or if their exposure to a taxane were in the distant past, then we would generally give them a taxane to start. Thereafter, I would be the first to admit that I remain absolutely unconvinced that there's any sequence that makes any difference in terms of patient outcome. And you select based on convenience, issues of distance to travel, patient's desire to be in the office, etc., which gets down to the issue of whether you use a drug like capecitabine or Xeloda earlier than the salvage setting, or whether you go with a navalbine or a gemcitabine or some other agent that you might have available. And I suppose the only thing that we sort of have done in the recent past, and it's shared by many people, is we've sort of moved Xeloda up. And I think it tends to be used more commonly in an earlier setting than it had in the past when people were learning how to use it and where it was optimally used. I think it's an active drug. The other point, too, is I think you can come back to the anthracyclines. You don't have to relegate them to something you can't use again, having gotten adjuvant doxorubicin or, I suppose, epirubicin. So we do come back to the anthracyclines. Generally, if we're going to use it again, I tend to use many of the other drugs we talked about first, and if I do use an anthracycline, then I go on to something like Doxil, typically.